Opinion, how can we trust this GOP in power again? Opinion, how can we trust this GOP in power again? That is why we are so very lucky that this election broke for Joe Biden. If this is how this Republican Party behaves when Trump loses, imagine how willing to tolerate his excesses it would have been had he won. Trump wouldn't have stopped at any red lights ever again. And the people who understood that best were Democrats all over the world, particularly in Europe. Because they've watched Trump like right-wing populists in Turkey, Hungary, Poland, Russia, and Belarus, as well as the Philippines, get themselves elected and then take control of their courts, media, internet and security institutions and use them to try to cripple their opponents and lock themselves into office indefinitely. Democrats abroad feared that this same political virus would overtake America if Trump were re-elected and have a devastating effect. They feared that the core democratic concept that America gifted to the world in 1800, when John Adams lost his election to Thomas Jefferson and peacefully handed over the reins of power, was going to wither, undermining democracy movements across the globe. Every autocrat would have been emboldened to ignore red lights. Seeing an American president actually try to undermine the results of a free and fair election is a warning to Democrats all over the world. Don't play lightly with populists. They will not leave power easily the way Adams did when he lost to Jefferson, the French foreign policy expert Dominique Moisy remarked to me. That is why Biden's mission, and the mission of all decent conservatives, is not just to repair America. It is to marginalize this Trumpian version of the GOP and help to nurture a healthy conservative party, one that brings conservative approaches to economic growth, infrastructure, social policy, education, regulation and climate change, but also cares about governing and therefore accepts compromises. Democrats can't summon a principled conservative party. That requires courageous conservatives. But Democrats do need to ask themselves why Trump remains so strong among white working-class voters without college degrees, and, in this last election, drew greater support from Black, Latino, and white women voters.